So safety and security in relationships is paramount to that relationship moving forward and growing. So when we talk about safety and security, sometimes safety and security is just not physical safety and security. Sometimes safety and security means emotional safety and emotional security as well. When we talk about, you know, being able to come talk to your partner and express to them your true feelings about a particular subject matter, right? And that subject matter doesn't necessarily mean anything that is currently happening in the relationship. It just could mean other stuff that's happening in their lives as well. And them coming to talk to you about these particular issues means that you're going to listen, means that there's not going to be any judgment. It means that you're not going to try to solve anything first, right? Because a lot of times that's some people's go-to, which is, oh, they're coming to talk to me about this particular thing. Let me try to solve it, or let me try to create a solution for them so that they can feel better. And that is not the case, right? Like sometimes a person just wants to vent, right? Or sometimes a person just want to be heard, right? Or sometimes they just want to get specific things off of their chest so that they're able to kind of relax about whatever they were kind of thinking about. And providing that safety and security to those particular people in that relationship is going to basically strengthen and grow that trust, that communication, that emotional intimacy in that relationship, right? Because when you know that you can come talk to each other about anything, right? And I mean, come talk to each other about anything, which is your shame, anytime you feel ashamed, anytime you feel embarrassed about something, that is so amazing for that relationship. Like that builds that friendship in that relationship. And it builds it in such a momentous way, right? So when you talk about building safety and security in your relationship, please ask your partner, what does that look like to them? What does safety and security look like to them, right? Like, what things do you have to do in order to provide that in a well-rounded way and just not in a physical way, right? Like in an emotional way too, that helps them feel completely safe and completely secure in that relationship with you. So remember that thought today. And, you know, if you're going to go ahead and talk to your partner about what is safety and security means to them, make sure you make it a point to be very intentional about, you know, creating a time and a place to even have that conversation, because you want to be respectful of each other's time as well. But definitely try to have that conversation so that you both can kind of continue to build and move forward.